Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of dominion. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 from the Easy Bible says, God blessed them. He said to them, give birth to children, grow in number, fill the earth, and rule over it. Rule over the fish in the sea, rule over the birds in the sky, rule over every different kind of living animal that moves along the ground. Hallelujah.
Welcome back to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God.
This shout out goes out to all our friends, well wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. God richly bless you for your deliberate efforts and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, just click on the share button and spread the gospel to the word. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after the short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm sure you were blessed by that song done by Pastor Shirley Caesar titled Armor of God. Amen. You're welcome back. Here's God's words for the 11th day in the month of April 2024. How to apply your spiritual weapons. Part 5. Helmet of Salvation. The theme scripture, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Heavenly Father, we thank you for a beautiful day that you have made. We thank you for the gift of life, for waking us up into this day, for good health and sound mind, for strength and enablement. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word that you have sent to us today. We ask that you bless your word in our hearts with understanding, as we receive it with grateful hearts, in Jesus' name. Amen. As we progress in our discussion on the subject of the full armor of God, we shall do a high-level summary of the helmet of salvation as the fifth armor listed by Apostle Paul. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, Paul wrote, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." What does it mean to take the helmet of salvation? We received salvation when we placed our trust on the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ as the ultimate payment for our sin. However, the Bible also enjoins us to work out our own salvation. In Philippians chapter 2 verse 12, Apostle Paul wrote, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." How do we work out our salvation? We work out our salvation through a continuous process of sanctification in line with the will of God. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3, the Bible says, "For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication." Also in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23, Paul prayed, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." The helmet of salvation, like the breastplate of righteousness, rests on the work of Christ to save us. But it also requires our cooperation with the Lord as we journey with Him and allow Him to work that salvation into every part of our being, spirit, soul, and body. Your cooperation with God is required to accomplish His will of sanctification in your life, and this sanctification demands continuous renewal of the mind with the Word of God. Romans chapter 12 verse 2. Just as the head functions as the foundation or principal part of the body, even so, your salvation is the foundation of everything you do or aspire to do in the kingdom. In other words, anyone who has not received the gift of salvation is like a person walking without a head. Therefore, if you are reading or listening to this devotional and you haven't made Jesus the Lord of your life so that you may receive salvation, then you need to take advantage of this moment to surrender your life to Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. You don't need any protocol or formalities. If you really want to be born again, then confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior and invite Him into your heart, and He will gladly come in and make you a new creation. In Romans chapter 10 verses 9 and 10, the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So go ahead and respond to the above scripture, and you will receive instant salvation from the Lord. This salvation is a weapon of warfare, and you need it if you must exercise dominion in this world on a continuous basis. Shalom. Let us pray together, believers. You say after me, "Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of salvation. Please help me to work hard to show the results of my salvation by obeying you in everything with deep reverence and fear, in Jesus' name." And we'll say amen. Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. O Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you have entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you.
and we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket, River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokuta, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the Scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen.
Thank you so very much, friends, brothers and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Todd Delaney featuring Shanna Wilson Williams singing King of Glory. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, Alex Afamifuna. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
Stretch out your hands, come on. Yes, the world. Bow down.